views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, friends. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. Every Tuesday here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, the quantum field. We're going to talk about quantum jumps today and all things working in the world. So, speaking of what's working, imagine a radical new paradigm that you are not your body or your situation, but instead you are pure energy, pure consciousness, and that you exist in an interconnected holographic multiverse in which you are literally jumping from one parallel universe to another with every choice you make. Imagine that through such jumps in every moment, you can become smarter, more confident, happier, more outgoing, more effective, and better in relationships with more willpower. Imagine you have all the practical tools to achieve real change in your life and leap forward to become happier and more prosperous, living the life of your dreams. Well, together with my guest today, we will explore the place where science becomes more of spirituality and life and juicy in the inspirations and imaginations that we're going to explore. And guess what? You may find answers to the question, how good can it get? So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, and welcome my guest. Cynthia Sue Larson is a best-selling author, researcher, and transformational speaker who helps people visualize and access whole new worlds of possibility. Cynthia writes and teaches about the science of spirituality and how consciousness changes the physical world. She has been featured on the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, Coast to Coast AM, and BBC, and has presented papers at international conferences on science, spirituality, and consciousness. For the past 15 years, Cynthia has shared findings from scientific research in the fields of quantum physics, quantum biology, the placebo effect, positive psychology, sociology, and alternative medicine. Doesn't this sound like a fun show today? It is sure to be. I am so excited to welcome Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
Oh, hello. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. You know, one of our traditions here on the show, I like to ask our guests a special question to start us off. And I know you are passionately connected to this one mind, one spirit, interconnected living organism, our interconnected world, our interconnected consciousness. So I'm going to start off the show by asking you, Cynthia, can you share with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Oh my goodness. Start right off there. Well, to me, it does tie back into that concept of oneness, which is such a simple sounding idea, but to me, it's the key to prosperity, the key to happiness, the key to health and well-being and balance, and also that sense of knowing that wherever you go, you are surrounded by friends and happy and just amazing experiences that are always there for you. But it all starts, for me, all things connected begins from that oneness, that everything, yeah, I mean, we can look at it logically and explain, well, of course, this entire multiverse, this entire universe is all connected. And it, the Big Bang was started from a very tiny bit of matter, which then expanded extremely fast, as we just have been finding out the last couple of weeks, which is exciting news. So this tremendous rapid expansion of everything coming, just moving at such a rapid rate that it was distributed rather evenly for 380,000 years at the beginning of the Big Bang. That's proof rationally, but for me personally, I just find experientially that each day when I make that choice to please let that oneness guide my life today, I make that as a daily choice, at least once a day, sometimes much more often. What I find, and this is just me, the scientist, I find those are the days that really outstrip even my best expectation when I ask my favorite question, which is, how good can it get?
I'm going to ask you how good can it get a little bit later in the show, but first I want to introduce our listeners to one of your books. You have a full body of work. My gosh, you have published so many different books and done so much. But I have in front of me the book Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. And you do so many beautiful things in there, and I just would love to dig into that deeper, and we don't have weeks to talk about it, so I really want to abbreviate that, but can you start by telling us, what does quantum jumps mean, and where did that come from?
Well, the idea for this book came from my tremendous amazement and excitement to see just in this last year, actually, maybe year and a half, that we really have entered this quantum age. And I do mean that in the sense of that humanity has gone through things like the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, most recently the Information Age. As you'll notice, most of these ages come with some kind of technology, and the quantum age is no different. And so I've sort of chosen September 2013 as the time that I officially welcomed in the quantum age, due to the fact that that was about the same time that NASA Ames Research Center and Google obtained this D-Wave 2 quantum computer. So never mind the fact that it's $10 million, most people don't have it. The point is, the technology either is already here or is well on the way. And what technology tends to do is it brings humanity and our mindset into a place where we're able to start thinking differently. And so that... And you may wonder, why am I so convinced that this is all happening? Before the quantum computers arrived, I was watching a convergence of just this amazing information coming from a variety of different fields, including quantum biology, quantum astronomy, yes, quantum statistics. And you'll notice I'm putting the word quantum in front of these various fields of science and math. Pretty soon, every single discipline is going to have at least one branch of the quantum aspect of that science or that math. And the reason I say that is because our mindset is changing that dramatically right now. And so if your listeners are already familiar with, of course they're familiar with the subject of this show, All Things Connected, then they've probably heard about entanglement, which is one of several key concepts of quantum thinking. And so that's, it was really... the beginning of my excitement, but the real excitement that I for me to write this book, Quantum Jumps, is because my absolute passion is to show people how our thoughts and feelings change the physical world. And as you know, consciousness is a key aspect of quantum physics. In fact, you can't really do proper quantum physics without considering the involvement of consciousness on some level. And so that's due to the fact that just recently, in the last couple of years, we're starting to get some of the most rock-solid, incontrovertible evidence ever that we are seeing macroscopic quantum phenomena. That means we're seeing evidence of things like teleportation, superposition, entanglement, and coherence, things that people used to think only happened in the realm of the very, very small, where, you know, Albert Einstein said, this is kind of stuff is spooky action at a distance. And I think in lots of ways, people are sweeping that under the rug. Like, let's not think about it. Yes, we'd like a theory of everything. Yes, at some point, we'd like to connect the dots between the quantum and the macroscopic physics, but we're not there yet. But I think we really are there. And I think even if we don't yet have that complete theory of everything that everyone's happy with, we have reached a point where we can't ignore the fact that quantum effects are in our daily lives. And right now, we have finally reached a turning point, even amongst physicists, to the point that a recent survey of physicists at a conference showed that two-thirds of the physicists attending said that you and me and every person and every big thing you can see exists in a superposition of states. This is from physicists at a conference. So we are totally in a big time change, a big, you know, quantum age change right now, where the thinking is changing. And that's what got me so excited about writing this book and sharing a lot of the science that's coming out, because there's so much practical information that I wanted to let people know that you can make part of your daily life.
Mm. Well, I have to say to you, Cynthia, you're talking about quantum physics and quantum mechanics and quantum everything in the sciences, and a lot of really clear information that you want to share. But sometimes that's not very clear. I mean, it's big, big science. But what I love about your book, Quantum Jumps, is it takes these incredibly huge concepts about the world, about quantum physics, quantum sciences, quantum everything, and you're bringing it down to a very simple format that people can really chew on and digest and get. And so, you know, I really appreciate that about your book, and I want to really get into that a lot more after our break. We're going to take a break in just a quick minute. So before we take our first break, I'd really like to have you share your contact information with our listeners.
Okay, that's my best way to reach me, really, is through my website, which is realityshifters.com. That's plural, reality, all one word, and then shifters.com. And if that's too hard to remember, you can also find me through quantumjumps.com. It just connects to the same website. And that's where I've got a newsletter. You can connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all those good places.
All the links are right there on the realityshifters.com website. Okay, we are going to have an amazing conversation. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show. We are with Cynthia Sue Larson. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Quantum Jumps.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Cynthia Sue Larson, and we're talking about quantum jumps. And right before the break, we were talking about, Cynthia, how you took really technical aspects of the quantum sciences and brought it down into a really, and I don't mean simplistic in a negative way, but a very simple how-to manual to help people improve their lives in so many ways. So you took these huge concepts and really you have, you know, just a very simple practices and exercises and everything in the book. So, you know, I would like to hear the inspiration for that. You talked about the sciences, but you've also been surveying people and talking about their experiences and what have you. Can you talk a little bit about what you've learned about different people's experiences in quantum shifts and those reality shifters?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, because this is something that's a passion of mine, like you said, and really for the last 14, 15 years since I first began tracking what I call reality shifts, where people notice things like synchronicity and coincidence and, you know, finding a parking spot. So ever since 1999, I've had this website, Reality Shifters. I've been communicating with people who share their firsthand reports of these things. And I've conducted a survey twice now with a 13-year gap in between the two surveys just to find out how people are actually shifting reality, how it is that their thoughts and feelings are having that macroscopic effect on the physical world. And what's really interesting is when you do a survey 13 years apart and you conduct it with hundreds of people to make sure it's statistically significant and all that good stuff, what I found that was really surprising to me is that in both cases, 93 to 95% of the population regularly notice synchronicity and coincidences. So that was absolutely the top thing that people report. And if you're listening and you feel like, yep, that happens to me too, then you're right in there. And one of the things I talk about in Quantum Jumps, the book, is that this kind of synchronicity and coincidence isn't what I would call an attribute of coherence. It's, you know, just lining things up with the all things connected entanglement in this universe. Another big surprise for me personally with the results of the survey is not so much that people find parking spaces where they need them, because that's about 80%. That's pretty typical. Not so much that people witness things going missing, because that's why I created the website in the first place. That's around 70%. But the thing that I found most surprising is just a rather large number of people that notice that things are moving without being touched, for example. That's 55 to 57% of the population. And also another huge surprise to me personally is how many people notice time slowing down, stopping, and speeding up. You know, changes in that experience of time, that's right around 86 to 90%, which is just huge. So I asked lots and lots of questions on this survey about, you know, how often, what's the frequency of people noticing these things happening, if they've seen things teleport, and, you know, things like spoons bending and such. And a lot of these things like spoon bending is not that typical. So maybe 10% of the population has encountered, you know, having a spoon bending or something in their hand. But once again, so many people are noticing you know, just things like business hours are changing. That's like 35% of the population has seen that happen, just for no explanation. Just like you've walked into another reality, you knew that the hours were one way. Now with no announcement, no nothing, boom, the business hours have changed. And that's what I'm talking about when I say reality shifts have occurred. So I think the other one that's growing that I find interesting and positive is that people are noticing, and this is a big difference between 2000 and 2013 when I conducted the two surveys, people are really noticing a lot more healing after meditation and prayer of both people and animals, which ties in my book about when I talk about that placebo effect and the phenomenal increase in placebo effect we've seen just in the last 30 years.
That is amazing. And, you know, I love that the survey is so comprehensive because it's not just, have you seen the healing and coincidence kinds of things, but really looking into some of those big reality shifters. And I can appreciate that the time slowing down piece, a lot of people do have that. And it's funny, they don't give it another thought sometimes and they just go, oh, that was strange. And then they go on with their lives. But what you encourage is that people move into those experiences and really practice consciously creating the shifts. So can you tell us, what do you teach people in the book about consciously moving into co-creating those shifts or moving toward those shifts themselves?
Well, the main thing I like to emphasize is the importance of getting to that realization, number one, that we are not our physical bodies, that we are the consciousness that is inside this body. And that may seem like it's obvious, or people may think that they really get it. But until you've had some of the reality shifts that I've experienced where you really witness what a wild ride reality shifting and quantum jumping can be. I mean, you can absolutely go to a new reality in which people that had been dead are now alive. A great example is Jane Goodall. I just saw her in person on Friday last week. She came to Berkeley, where I live. She gave a talk about her new book, Seeds of Hope. But she is someone that I personally remember having seen her obituary. And I know in this other reality, and I'm so glad I'm not there anymore, but she died right after Diane Fossey died. And I was wondering, I couldn't believe it. I was just, in fact, they were both murdered. And I thought, who is out there killing the great primate researchers in the world? I was so upset about it. So that was just one example that's rather bizarre. But to move into this realm of reality shifting and recognizing you are consciousness, that means sometimes you may move to a reality where, for example, you did have cancer, now you don't. You could move from a reality where a bone is shattered into hundreds of pieces. As that's what happened to my daughter when she was 7. The doctor said that'll never heal. One leg's going to be permanently shorter than the other. They can keep re-breaking it at the point of injury, but it's just going to be sort of a lumpy, bumpy mess. There was no medicine to deal with it at that point. But I basically thought, no. Yeah. And so I would encourage people, what you want to do is you want to get to that realization that you are pure consciousness, you are pure energy, pure potential. And that's my favorite way to go through reality shifts, not to think that I know best, but instead to give myself over to what you might call God, divinity, oneness. And I'm not pushing any religion on people. I'm just saying, imagine that all of the universes are connected by a collective consciousness at a much higher level of awareness and coordination than anything any one of us are capable of. And so for people that are religious and spiritual, they get this really quickly. And that's why I believe they're the ones that are currently experiencing some of the biggest boosts right now in the placebo effect. You know, people that have faith experience improvements in pretty much any kind of therapy to begin with, but at this time when the placebo effect has been doubling in just the last 30 years, those people of faith who can easily get to that place of oneness, that place of realizing that there's some greater hidden order here going on, that you can get yourself out of the way so that you're, instead of locking into a negative reality, you can just detach. So it's really about detaching from the physical reality and identifying instead with what you might call your spirit, your consciousness, your awareness, and let that be the traveler. So you're traveling with very little luggage, no baggage at all, and you're able to move from a reality, and this happens to me all the time, where my favorite shirt has gone missing, and today my favorite shirt came back. You know, these things, this happens to me all the time. So, and it affects my daily choices and my life, and I smile and roll with it. So my cupboards are interesting. My refrigerator's interesting. Everything's interesting because things are never quite where I'm pretty sure they had been just before. And that's okay with me.
Well, bring this to a practical level. We just have a few minutes before our next break. But can you bring this to a practical level of, you know, you talk about how to be smarter, more confident, happier, you know, in better relationships. Give us a practical, just concrete, specific way that someone might apply this theory to real life for themselves.
Okay. Well, now we're in April. A lot of people in America are coming up on tax time. And so if you're thinking about that and you're feeling like, I need willpower so I can finish my tax forms if you haven't done it already, then just take a moment right now, as long as you're not driving a car operating heavy machinery, make a fist or stretch your fingers. So what I want you to do, and you only need to do it for a few seconds, so just either expand your fingers so they're stretched as far apart as humanly possible, or make the tightest fist you can possibly make. And just have that sense of willpower that whatever it is that needs to get done that you've been putting off, you're going to take care of it. You're going to take care of it this week. It's going to be effortless. It's going to go smoothly. It's going to be great. But this, the tensing of your muscles has been proven scientifically to absolutely increase your willpower tremendously. And this very quick posture, what psychologists call embodied cognition, is helping you jump to that reality where you stick with things. You're going to persevere. And if you need a little extra perseverance, you can let go of the clenching of your fingers for a minute and just cross your arms. Cross your arms, and this is giving you additional perseverance. If you can do that while sitting or standing up straight, you get an extra boost of confidence. So we're taking advantage of three different, what you might call power poses or things you can do with embodied cognition to help you make that jump into a reality where you have the willpower to do things you've been putting off. You have the confidence in yourself to do whatever it is that you've been procrastinating and holding off on because you just haven't wanted to deal with it. And you've got some perseverance from crossing your arms. And these are just three of the dozens of examples that I provide in the book, Quantum Jumps, all with the research and laboratories and the researchers, so you can look it up and run with it, just find out what else is going on. There's so much scientific research right now, and that's what I'm thrilled to be able to share with people.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot more about that in a minute because I want you to give us some more examples. But that was a perfect one because I have an income tax appointment tomorrow morning. And when I was crossing my arms, I was even shaking my head. And that's going to happen today. I got to get ready. So we need to take a break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I am Dr. Julie Kroll. I have Cynthia Sue Larson here. We're having a delightful conversation about her book, Quantum Jumps. And, you know, Cynthia, the one thing that I really appreciate about this is talking about people sharing their experiences and the surveys that you're doing, because in my practice with clients from around the country, people really want to talk about these experiences, and most of the time don't have a platform to do that. It's kind of a scary, intimidating thing to say, wow, this reality shift just happened in my life, and everybody's going to think I'm crazy. Have you encountered that with people?
Oh, yes, I have. And that's one of the reasons I started sharing these first-person accounts of reality shifts on my website since 1999, because absolutely, I was one of those people myself. This was before the internet was even an intranet, it was an ARPANET, and I was associated with UC Berkeley's computer system, looking to find out, has anyone else been reporting these kind of reality shifts? And I didn't see that anybody was, but I was certain that if it's happening to me, and then a few other people that I've talked to, and it, certainly if you look at the situation of missing socks and keys and that kind of thing, then pretty much everybody has encountered synchronicities, coincidence, missing things, you know, things appearing, disappearing, transporting, transforming. And having a degree in physics from UC Berkeley, I was also noticing that the very things that I'm describing happening in our daily lives, maybe not all the time, but for me rather often, are pretty typical in the quantum realm. You know, when I do quantum physics experiments at UC Berkeley, I would see things blinking on and off. That's what quantum particles do. Kind of like here they are, there they go. You know, so you can actually see that happening. What we don't, like I said earlier, what we often don't expect to see is to be watching a person or a car 1 minute and then noticing suddenly they're gone and there's nowhere they could have gone. They just kind of went poof, vanish. Or that you round a corner in a building that you're so familiar with is very different one day. So these kind of things, people really wanted to be able to have that platform to share their experiences, as you say. And so that's what I've provided through Reality Shifters. Every month I've been sharing people's firsthand accounts, you know, now for the last 15 years. And all of the stories are still on that website, realityshifters.com. Every single newsletter is archived there. So you can browse through it, look at all the stories, and actually you're right. People get a tremendous boost from recognizing I'm not the only one this is happening to.
Yeah, and I'm not crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that's the important part. You know, you were talking about the placebo effect. And, you know, I remember back in the decades in my training in mental health, you know, talking about the placebo effect. And there was this generalized opinion from a lot of people that, oh, okay, that means you're crazy. But it really isn't that when we go into it. So talk more about that placebo effect that you're looking at.
Okay, well, the first thing about the placebo is it was initiated to help when medical studies were being conducted in so that there would be what's called a placebo group of people receiving some inert substance or treatment which wasn't expected to produce any results. That would give the scientists and the medical researchers the basis by which to compare an effective treatment, which would be something with actually active ingredients that we're testing scientifically to see, does it work? In other words, if in the early days of pain medication, there would be something like aspirin given to the actual recipients of the study, and then the placebo group would get, for example, sugar pills or something that didn't have anything active in it whatsoever. So just to give them something so they felt like they were getting something. Now, originally, when the first placebo studies were being done, the placebo effect, there was no placebo effect, first of all, because that would imply that something was happening. Nothing unusual was happening at first. The group that got the placebo treatment didn't really notice much improvement, and the folks that got the real, genuine aspirin, for example, actually did notice improvement. Now, let's jump forward to just the last 30 years. This is where things get really interesting because gradually the placebo, now it is becoming an effect, the placebo effect was becoming noticed in the sense that it was kind of creeping up to be 20 and then 30% effective, meaning that you could give people sugar pills, give them the same instruction. So for a double-blind study, that means both of the groups would be told that they're receiving something. Usually the researchers don't know which group is which person is getting what, and they just say, this is a study, a medical study, to determine whatever, and they give the same instructions to all the participants. So it's kind of unusual and kind of unexpected then that the group of people receiving just the placebo, even when they know that there is a placebo group, they might be in it, they're not sure, and they don't find out till later. Those people receiving that placebo have, in the last 30 years, in some cases, gone from getting a 30% efficacy boost of that placebo to around 60 to 70% efficacy. This is just amazing, kind of mind-blowing and off the charts, because now we're in the realm of that placebo working so well that if it was a drug, it would be marketed. You know, you better believe it. You know, people would be trademarking it, patenting it, getting it out there, because it's just going off the charts right now. And so what is happening is Harvard University and many other reputable research facilities around the world are instituting studies specifically for the placebo effect itself to find out what is it that's making not just the sugar pill, but also such things as placebo surgery and things as just placebo instruction. So people can actually get placebo effect boosts when they're taking a multiple choice test even. You can tell them that the answers are getting flashed on your screen when in actuality it's pure gibberish, just a bunch of random letters and numbers. And people receiving those gibberish flashes will receive a boost of, about a 30% improvement in their test scores. So it's this is rather remarkable development in this realm of the placebo. And the reason I feel it ties so closely with quantum jumps is that it's getting once again to that place where as you just need to give people some excuse, some kind of Dumbo's feather to grab onto, and they can make that jump to a reality that's a lot better. It seems like it really is about that easy.
I imagine there are studies where the placebo is working more efficiently and effectively than the actual tested drug.
Yeah, that's true. And it's created a bit of a problem, actually, because as you might imagine, when companies are need to make a living, and they've got a placebo that's coming along. You can't really, I joked about patenting it and trademarking it, but how can you do that? You know, the thing is, the placebo is for everyone. So it's there are ways to do it, but...
You know, that's what I love about the placebo effect is that it is universal, and it tells us how powerful our consciousness and our reality really is. And if we really understand what's going on there, just like you talk about in the book, we can jump to any reality we want. We don't have to be sick or, you know, whatever.
That is so true. And I cite another study that I think is fascinating in a different way because it applies to every single one of us, although at first it might not seem to. And that's research that has to do with the bias toward the elderly and people that had been asked to just, you know, do kind of a blue sky, you know, freewheeling board association with elderly, just whatever comes to mind. They would run through a bunch of words, and these are people in their middle years, their 30s or so forth. And the group of people, they were then subsequently separated out into groups of people that either had very positive things to say, such as the elderly are wise, they're respected, they're rich, they're, you know, they've got it going on, you know, they're competent, they're happy, you know, all these things are very positive. And then at the other end of the spectrum, there were people who were currently in their 30s or 40s, and they were saying things like, well, the elderly are a little, you know, it's falling apart. They're losing their ability to think clearly. You know, they fall and they can't get up. They're a little, you know, absent-minded, feeble-minded, weak, frail, dying, sick, et cetera. You know, their vision is failing, their body is failing, and so forth. Okay, here's where it gets interesting, because this was a longitudinal study. So the researchers checked back with the same people that they'd initially interviewed when they were much younger, and then, you know, give it like a decade, check in again, see what's going on. What's amazing is that the people who had the bias that was very negative toward the elderly, and this is once you've factored out all of the other variables, such as economics and, you know, the stratus of society that they come from and so forth, all of the other factors are accounted for. What's remarkable is that this huge pattern popped up, which showed people that had a negative bias toward the elderly were starting to go down that very path that they had envisioned for the elderly.
Wow, we need to take a break. That's awesome. We will be right back. We're going to talk more with Cynthia Sue Larson.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Cynthia Sue Larson. Fascinating conversation about our book, Quantum Jumps. Before we get back into it, I just want to remind you, you can find all of our shows, archives, and upcoming shows on thedrjulieshow.com. That's thedrjulieshow.com, where all of our information is there. And sign up for our monthly newsletter as well. I'd love to stay connected with you. And speaking of staying connected, all week on our Facebook page, come on over, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we try to continue the conversation. So, Cynthia, that was a great example of people literally manifesting what they believed about aging. And there's so much good stuff here. And I want to really give our listeners a good experience of this. But first, I really want to bring up the topic or the question, how good can it get? Tell us where did that come from? And what is that all about? You ask that all the time. How good can it get?
Well, one thing I've noticed over the last 15 years I've been doing this research and this work is that any questions that we ask bring the answers to us from the multiverse, the universe. And so asking a good question thus becomes probably the best thing you can do. And it becomes, if you use it properly, like a mantra. And I've noticed a lot of people when I was growing up and also just around me in the Western civilization, when things sometimes seem to be going wrong, you might have heard this too. People ask the question, what next, you know? And they look around nervously like they sort of expect something else to go wrong. And some of them even go so far as to believe the bad things come in threes. You've heard this. I don't know where these ideas come from, but I thought, well, isn't that interesting? And I'm very playful by nature, and I got this idea, what if you just sort of put that around and ask, like, how good can it get? No matter how terrible it might seem, in fact, especially if it seems like, boy, things are really bad, what would happen, though, if you just throw that kind of angelic, happy spanner in the works, the one that lifts things up to a new level, and just ask, how good can it get? And
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Let's all do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also really works if things are going well anyway. So it just, what you're doing is giving permission for the multiverse to show you how much better things can get. We're already living in this remarkably improbable universe that's been fine-tuned for life to exist here beyond all expectation or probability. I mean, it's just totally against the odds. So let's tilt the odds a little further. And I like to be that bearer of hope and good news that we are a consciousness, and therefore we can absolutely let imagination take us there.
So how good can it get? There you go, listeners. How good can it get? Let's take the listeners on a little journey. Cynthia, you have so many exercises in the book, but I would love you for you to pick out one of your favorites and just take us on a journey.
Okay. Well, one of the things I'd like to do is to just examine this connection that we each have with all of our possible selves, which is pretty much the basis of the book. So if you've got the ability to, again, and you're not operating heavy machinery, you've got the ability to just close your eyes and start taking some nice deep breaths, what we're going to be doing is make that connection to be guided by our best possible future selves. So most of us would love the experience of living in what you might think of as heaven on earth. can you just imagine that everywhere you go, people are smiling, they're happy to see you. They seem to already have been expecting you, and everything just comes through to meet your every need and then surpass it. It just, you have friends everywhere you go. Things are so amazingly connected, and you're able to share who you really are with others. So if you're just kind of fantasizing and daydreaming along those lines, like, wow, what would that be like? I'd like you to imagine the idea that you already have a connection with your best possible future self. This would be a version of you that really has that knowingness of who you truly are, that you are pure consciousness, that you are able to jump through these realities effortlessly. You can think of it as connecting with your magical, intuitive, tuned in, fortunate, healthy, balanced, prosperous self. The one that really has it going on. And there is that best possible future self out there. So as you're just slowing your breathing down, and by that I mean you're actually breathing in through your nose, exhaling through your mouth, and you want to get to a very deep rhythm of breathing. And ideally, you'll be breathing all the way down toward your belly button, the way babies do. Ever seen a baby breathe? Their little belly goes up and down with each breath. They're breathing properly, not too shallowly at all. That's the correct way to breathe. That's full inspiration and inhalation. So you want to do that. And if you want to put your hand down on that part of your belly to feel those breaths coming in, you can do that. And as you're doing that, just imagine that your best possible self is here with you right now. And we will be making a connection to receive guidance and inspiration for you to make your best possible choices in your life from this moment on. You're going to be getting some extra help and support, some guidance from this best possible future self that will make your life better in every way, every day. And as you just keep breathing these nice, deep, slow breaths, paying attention to breathing as deeply and fully and slowly as possible, just imagine that you are now being guided forward effortlessly by your best possible future self, just making it so easy for you just to be in the right place at the right time. So anything you think will be inspired by your best possible future self. Everything you feel inspired to say will be exactly right for that moment. Everything you're inspired to do will bring you just to the best, happiest fulfillment of your dreams as you keep exploring this adventure of finding out just how good your life can get. As you just keep breathing slowly and deeply, know that this connection, now that it's formed, it will stay with you. You don't even have to do anything except maybe if you ask that question, how good can it get, from time to time, know that you're reconnecting with your best possible future self. You're receiving fresh guidance. You're clearing that communication line. So it'll be absolutely guided in the best possible direction for you. You can open your eyes and just, if you want to, if you're listening and you just want to keep your eyes closed, you can do that too.
Wow. How good can it get, Cynthia? Today's show was so inspiring. I appreciate your wisdom and all of the hard work that you have done with the research and the communications of this for so many years. I really, really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, thank you. And such a pleasure talking with you. And I'm just so honored to be part of your wonderful program, All Things Connected. Look forward to staying in touch with you.
Thank you. And me, likewise. It has been a beautiful journey with you here today. And really, folks, check out Quantum Jumps by Cynthia Sue Larson. And you can find her on the web at realityshifters.com. And I just want to remind you, tune in every Tuesday at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. We're right here on Transformation Talk Radio. And make connection your intention. And live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook /Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google Plus, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour
we will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.